Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saint Boniface was a monk from England, and he left his native country to preach to the Frieslanders, which is now a part of the Netherlands, in 716. He did this with the approval of the Pope of that time, Gregory II. And from the Netherlands, from Friesland, he went down into the mainland of Germany itself in his apostolic mission as well. He was able to work many conversions as a missionary. He established churches, dioceses, and he himself became a bishop. His work was also a work of reform. He established many churches, many of them he found already existing, but in need of reform. So for that purpose, he called together five councils bent on the reform, especially of the clergy, many of whom needed moral reform and needed to be actually removed from among the ranks of the clergy. At the age of 80, he resigned as the Archbishop of Mainz, and then returned to his early work among the Frieslanders. He was martyred there while on mission in 754. Now, St. Boniface had a very effective pastoral method of teaching the pagans the error of their ways and the truth of the Catholic religion. It was a common practice at that time amongst the pagans of the Netherlands and Germany to worship different trees dedicated to different gods. So when persuasions wouldn't work on the part of St. Boniface to make them abandon their cults, he would chop those trees down. One such tree was the Oak of Jupiter in Geismar that he chopped down. And it was a blessing for the pagans who initially were cursing him for doing that, chopping down their sacred tree, but blessed him soon after when they saw that tree that had really dominated their lives and kept them enslaved to paganism and superstition. They saw it come crashing down to the ground, and nothing happened. And that allowed them to embrace the truth of the Catholic religion all the more easily. And I think that's maybe an example that speaks to all of us, that sometimes when some lie comes to dominate our life and we have a tough time shaking it, we have a tough time convincing ourselves of the fact that it's just a lie. We need to simply see it come crashing to the ground in order to be freed of it. And that's a blessing for us when that happens, when some lie that dominates our life, whatever it might be, the lie of power and money and lust and pride and envy, we need to simply see those come crashing to the ground. Because we're not meant to live for any lie, because a lie in the end doesn't give us fulfillment. It keeps us enslaved. It takes away our dignity. We are rather, by our Lord, consecrated for the truth. He consecrates himself for us so that we might be consecrated in the truth. Our Lord, he consecrates himself for us, becomes man for us, God becomes man for us, shares in everything that is ours in order that we might be consecrated for the truth, in order that we might share in everything that is his. After that oak was felled, the wood was used to build a church. So when God lets lets the lies in our life come crashing to the ground, it's not just to destroy, it's to then rebuild. It's to rebuild for a holy purpose. And that's what consecration means. Jesus shares in everything that's ours so that we might share in everything that is his, so that we might order our lives to the truth. And living that truth, we might share in his joy and share it completely. Let's ask St. Boniface's intercession that whatever in our life is not of God, whatever in our life impedes our consecration for the truth might likewise be removed. and be no longer an impediment to living our consecration and to sharing Christ's joy and sharing it completely. Praised be Jesus and Mary.